Committee to order. It is 1:30 on Tuesday, April 16th. Present are councilpersons Carter, Bell, Hollins, Smiley, Durham, Diller, and I'm Janet Kilpatrick, co-chair of Land Use Committee, and Andy DeFury is taking the minutes. Can I have a motion for...
Motion to approve the minutes of April 2nd.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're moving into resolutions. I don't have a number on this one, but it is Mr. Bell, and it's to amend the maintenance declaration for People's Park to incorporate adjacent property owned by DM People's Investment Corp. and to address the sale of lands within People's Park to Dot Foods. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a resolution number either, other than 19, so... that being said, this is pretty straightforward, but we do have legal counsel that is representing Dot Foods here today and actually Peoples and everything. So I'll yield to the fine attorney if it's okay with the chair.
And that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good afternoon, members of council. Wendy Stade right here. I'm here with Dot Foods. I have a plan if anybody'd like to see it, but we're actually not here on the, it's a minor plan. We're here because we need a resolution to approve an amended and restated maintenance declaration. The reason that we need that is because the park is being expanded in order to accommodate the needs of Dot Foods, which is the largest food redistributor in the United States and wants to come to Newcastle County. So this would be a major distribution facility to be built in multiple phases on an approximately 37-acre parcel off of Wrangell Hill Road. So the purpose of the amended restated maintenance declaration is to add additional lands to accommodate the re-subdivision of a number of the lots, and therefore the proportionate share to be allocated to each of the owners in terms of what their responsibility is for maintenance of the park, and also to make adjustment to the vote on the association to reflect Dot Foods' significant involvement and contribution to that park. There will be major infrastructure installed in the form of American Boulevard, the main road, stormwater management, open space, landscaping, and of course this declaration is needed to accommodate the need for the association to care for those common facilities in the park. Happy to answer any questions folks might have. They're very excited to move forward on the project.
Any questions from council? Any questions from the public? Any comment that would like to be made by the department?
I'm Chair George Haggerty from the Land Use Department. Just to say that we have nothing to add to the record provided by the council. I will say that this project is trying to get moving quickly. One of the things that is needed and necessary is the vote by council for the change in the maintenance agreement, and you've moved your date an additional week.
Right,
down, so we'll be looking for that.
Okay, so this will be voted on at the council meeting on the fifth Tuesday, which is the 30th, because
the
fourth Tuesday we were going to have enough people possibly absent that we wanted to make sure we had a full contingent.
We're trying to work with Dot Foods to get them as prepared and prepped as we possibly can so that they can begin construction. They're very anxious to begin.
Very good. Anything other, Mr. Bell?
Go ahead, trust us.
Just a brief note, and that was that, Dot Foods has worked along very closely with the neighboring communities. We had a public forum prior to the groundbreaking, and what they did there was actually put on a presentation of not only their company and their distribution facility that they're looking to build, but also various job opportunities in the future that will come available. And some of those job opportunities are pretty significant in salary. So it was a good evening. They are actually operating off of Route 13 down at State Road right now. They're actually doing some distribution services with their trucks operating out of some lease space down on State Road. So
they're anxious.
From the standpoint of the community and everything, we were pretty impressed with the way that they reached out to the community and what they're going to offer in the future as far as job opportunities.
changes.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to the vote at our next regular meeting. And we move on to ordinance 18-131, revised zoning map, Red Lion 100, east side of South DuPont Highway, SR7, and on the northeast side of the intersection of Wrangell Hill Road and South DuPont Highway, 1386 Schoolhouse Road, tax parcel number 12013-00007, 51.01 acres from CR Commercial Regional to HI Heavy Industrial, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith. It's my understanding that this is driven through the department and is a proactive rezoning. We have the applicant here, the applicant's attorney, and Mr. Haggerty from the department. Would you like to go first, Mr. Haggerty?
I will, very quickly. If Jim, I can press on you. We'll go through a very quick slide presentation. The picture's worth a thousand words. About 51 acres is going to be of an existing parcel that is going to be rezoned from commercial regional to heavy industrial. This is a split zone parcel, which has been consistent what you see over the years, where commercial zoning was usually granted or given along a major thoroughfare, Route 13, which to some degree got rendered a little bit less desirable when Route 1 came through. Go ahead, Jim, you'll see the parcel. That's the actual parcel. It's on its way into Delaware City, gets right up a road, and majority of it is zoned industrial. Very keep going, Jim. So there's the little pink version, because what you see is the split zoned parcel that was set aside for commercial. When the applicant actually came in to start talking about the possibility of utilizing this parcel, we saw some of this as being an issue, and they had two choices. One of the choices was they could have probably varianced themselves into the light industrial use. We decided, thought it would be better to allow the site to be zoned appropriately to HI, and which the use is available to them as well. Go ahead. So there's a better version of it, so you can see it's the area right alongside of the DuPont Highway there. And there's some where you see some of the other zoning areas around it, and the future land use map as to what it has. Keep going. That's some history of it as a farm field, and then eventually you can just hit a couple of those. Shows that the transitions. We've been using these slides with the planning board to kind of give them a little historical review of what actually took place. And keep going. There we go. Keep going. There we are. So we're back to where we kind of started from. So we're department looked at it and determined it would be better to have the whole parcel zoned the same. And we have a benefit, although it's not part of a rezoning process that you normally see where the plan comes in. We have the benefit of knowing what the plan is going to be because the applicants are here. I'd like to say we were forethinking in doing this. We weren't. We actually responded and reacted to an applicant coming in saying, I want to use the parcel. And I think that's probably sufficient to show you what we're trying to do. Okay?
Yep. Thank you. Just some housekeeping. President Hartley Nagel has joined us. Mr. Carter.
I understand the heavy industry around the area, but I get concerned when they're putting heavy industry, which allows extremely heavy substances on those facilities. I don't know if any are planned for this site, if there's a way to be careful since you're getting close to an elementary school, Little League Field, and some NC-21 within that mile, and like Crowed and other stuff.
Great question, Councilman. The fact of the matter is there won't be. Okay. They could have put the uses that they want in the CR zoning.
Okay.
It was. That's what we know, and that's the plan itself is going to address that.
Yeah. Is there any way that we can assure that any future use of that won't put any of those hazardous chemicals? I just want to make sure. Just those that are listed on the list of 400?
So what you have, this is the coastal zone. area. So they would have to comply with the coastal zone permit.
Yeah, but it doesn't, the coastal zone ignores the zoning.
The zoning, but it won't, it doesn't ignore the uses. It doesn't ignore the, ignore what's going to be, what's going to be on that particular site.
Under the coastal zone, if it's HI, they can put large storages of extremely hazardous chemicals in that zoning.
If they have the permit to do that. Permit itself dictates what's going to be in.
But there's nothing in that permit that would restrict that. There's no, under the Coastal Zone Act and the reauthorization of the Coastal Zone Act, I don't see anything in there that restricts any of this going near residential areas or elementary schools or daycares or any of that.
Well, as we're processing the plan, we certainly can make sure that that is addressed.
Okay.
How's that?
Thank you.
Okay.
So basically, if the use of this property was changed from what we know it is going to be used for now, that would come back, have to go back through a process for permits and...
We'll just make sure that it's listed on the record plan as it comes.
That it's for this use?
Yes.
Or we would have to change the rule?
And just to be clear, on the CR zone, as it exists, they could put 10 or 50,000 square feet of the use that they're proposing there.
Right.
They have about 100-some thousand square feet that they're going to be using, putting on that particular area. That's why we thought to right size the zoning so that we're not variancing ourselves into something different. But we'll address
and,
that.
I mean, my concern, particularly around Delaware City, is
sure
it is ideal for heavy industry because it has a large industrial buffer. That was by design in the 1950s when they built it. And I want to be really careful about what we put in that buffering area so that we don't begin to put nearby communities at risk the way we have in northern Newcastle County,
okay,
the Claymont area, the Route 9 corridor. I'd like to address those something with our zoning as well, but I don't want to allow that to become a problem around Delaware City that jeopardizes those industries as well.
Okay.
All right, so a note on the plan will mm-hmm. take care of Mr. Carter's concerns.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other comments from council? Sean, did you have anything that you wanted to add to this?
Chairwoman, unless council has questions, I think Mr. Haggerty's adequately presented the correct and such proactive nature.
Okay.
So I'm happy to answer questions if there are.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Bell.
Yeah, Madam Chair. Just to mention that this is a county government initiative from the Department of Land Use, and I think that when the discussions originated and some of the meetings that have taken place, the concerns that Councilman Carter raised are certainly very legitimate concerns, but I don't think any of these type of processes will be included in that particular plan. And from an economic development standpoint, once again, hopefully this will create some much needed jobs. And one of the things that we have tried to take a look at in working with land use, the planning board, I think is that when you take a look at the corridor, when you take a look at the major traffic, the volumes of traffic that travel through Newcastle County to go to their place of employment, that if we can create some good economic development, relatively good paying jobs, where it would attract and be available to our residents here in Newcastle County, the southern part of the county, and even downstate, it may very well help in the future to cut down on some of the travel time. And we all know that you're never ever going to cure the traffic woes and some of the problems that we have there. Like I said, I think up to this point, our land use department has done an excellent job in this initiative on behalf of the county.
Thank you. And I'm going to just take this opportunity to say that within the next couple of weeks, we are going to be seeing the ordinance 19005 come before us, which is the enabling legislation for possible traffic impact districts and economic development districts. We know that suburban areas probably would be the area looked at for the TIDs and more urban areas for the complete communities economic districts. So, think carefully about how you want our county to look and how much ahead of the game. In speaking to this applicant, we spent a couple of hours together a month or so ago, and I have a much better understanding at this point of what we in Delaware, compared to other states, have or don't have on our websites, where we are either, you're either going to be welcoming to economic development, or there are statistics showing how many people don't even look here because we don't cover a lot of this within our own website. So it's going to be a matter of, do we want to grow? We hopefully we can grow responsibly by carving out some districts that would be more shovel ready than what we have now, and we could look at areas comprehensively rather than every one of these one by one. So that's just kind of my side note, because a lot of these things seem to be coming together today. Mr. Smiley.
Thank you for the heads up. Something, because I had nothing else to think about. But, you know, it's unfortunate that we don't have the technology or the right, because I would love, I think based on the information that has been sent to me and I've researched and looked at, this would be an ideal piece of legislation to have each speaker hooked to a polygraph when they spoke, because there's definitely a lot of problem with the truth out there coming already.
Any other comments from council?
And Mr. you're actually referring to the transportation, the legislation coming up with transportation, not this particular.
No,
no, I just want to make clarification. We flip a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Any other?
How am I bound to ball?
Any other comments from council?
I've got a bunch of seniors calling me already, so on a whole totally different thing. But,
I can't do well. I can't do three projects at one time. I'm sorry. Any comments on this project from the public? Seeing none. Thank you so much for attending today, and this should be voted on the 30th also. Mm-hmm. Correct? Mr. Haggerty?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
It's correct. Okay. Mr. Bell, thank you so much for the response. All right. Thank you for coming, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Motion to adjourn?
Well, I didn't go through other public comments.
Well, you were dismissing everybody.
I mean, we're dismissing them. Are there any comments
on the clock.
Under other? Any comments under public comment? Now, Mr. Smiley.
No, I refuse. Now we're staying.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.